It's been so great hearing from so many of you the past week and how things have been, getting back in the flow of things in America, the struggle some of you have had. It's a shame. You're all going to have very, very productive summers. It's given me amazing, amazing chizik just hearing from all of you. I was talking to Jay-Z this past week. He said one of the hardest things has been just the lack of people. Like, it's nice seeing family, especially, you know, the past year. No one really was able to visit, so the fact that you're back with family is very, very nice and very special. But, you know, you can't ignore the fact that for the past, you know, 9-10 months, you've had 90 guys with you at all times, and you've had, it hasn't been boring moments. You've just been full of excitement, and that's been very, very challenging. So we're going to talk a little bit about Chevra today, and hopefully we could take a few lessons from it. It's past week's Parsha and Parsha's Korach. So the Parsha starts off within the first Pasuk with the genealogy. Yikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi ben Dasan v'Aviram ben Eliyah v'On ben Peles ben Ruvain. And I'd heard many, many times, it's a big Sheva Brachos shtickle. I think the first time I heard it was at Eitan Blumen's wedding, Eitan Blumen's Sheva Brachos. The anniversary is actually coming up the next week. So it's already 12 years or so since I heard that voice for the first time in my life. But back about On Ben Peles, his wife came to him and said, "What are you doing? Why are you joining Korach's team? Why are you going against Moshe and Aaron and Hashem? Why are you doing it? You know, if you're going to be the top guy, I get it. You want to challenge him. You want to do this. You want to do that. But you're no better off, and you're just defying the word of Hashem and not trusting in Moshe and Aaron. It's just not a good. That's not a good bet. That's not something you want to put. You want to put all the eggs in one basket for. Like, that's not. Have a safe bet when you're going to do it. Don't take such a long shot." And Owen says, "You know, Sanyitaka, you're right. And I'm not going to join. I'm going to stay with Moshe and Aaron. However, Korach, I saw this in Sichas by Rav Nevinsel. I never heard this before. He quotes from the Medrash that Korach's wife did the exact opposite. She was really the cause of why Korach did everything that he did. It was not on his own volition. It was his wife telling him, "Yo, Korach, you're from Levi. You're cousins of these guys. Why are they getting everything? Why are you being left out to dry? You're getting nothing. You're getting a really, really raw end of the deal. What's up? You know, dude, step up. Stop being so afraid. Be a man." And Korach's like, "Okay, Taka, yeah, that's what I should do." And he stepped up, and it was terrible, terrible advice, and it cost him. It cost him severely, and he was. He wasn't it's the same thing with the Meraglim of Parshas Shlach. You know, we have to take this in perspective. These aren't Rishayim who do bad things. Okay, you take Dasan and Abiram, who wrote in that same first pasuk. We've never known them to do anything good, but here is a deacon who are really, really falling because his wife told him something, and he didn't. And he listened. That's a whole pshat. You know, the real either connected, or are they really going to help you, or are they going to be a thorn? It's a Shem. Should all be zocher to find you should all be zocher to find wives who are going to really help you and are never going to make you fall into such a trap. But that was really Korach's downfall, that he listened to really, really bad advice, and as a result he suffered. He ended up it was the worst thing that he could have done. There's an amazing, amazing sefer by Rav Walby called Ali Shur. Adam Zabir Rav Walby has other sefer that are much simpler, that were not as famous, but Ali Shur is probably his most famous sefer, and it's very, very difficult. But in the fourth perek, he talks about these core ideas that help us be stronger people. He talks about the whole yesod of Chevra. And when he's talking about Chevra, he's talking to Bnei Yeshiva. It's a great sefer to learn during your years of in Yeshiva, still after. Like it's really the growth process through a Bnei Yeshiva. I remember when I was probably after the middle of my first year of YU, I was once at a Mincha Marv, and I was before Mincha, after Marathon, or one or the other, I was learning Aleh Shur, and this guy comes up to me and he tells me, oh, my daughters, they really, really like that sefer. It's really changed their lives. It's a tremendous, tremendous sefer, and really incredible idea. It's very, very difficult sefer, but amazing. So when he's talking about chevra, he's saying that when you're in yeshiva, the key is leave a Torah. That's the key. But chevra is so important. It's such an important aspect of what we are, and having strong chevra and having people who are giving us good advice. It means everything. It makes the biggest difference in the world. We learn so much from our friends. We see our friends doing this and we're so inspired that, oh, I want to be like that. I want to do that. Oh, that person, you know, he made a siyum. He did this. He did that. You know, I thought Iran made a siyum on Seder Zerayim. And I'm like, you know, I got to start learning Seder Zerayim. You know, I'm inspired by my chaver Iran. You know, we're all inspired by each other. It's the Boston guys are amazing. It's that's what happens. We get inspired. You have strong chevra. They motivate you. They urge you to do better. And when Jay-Z was saying he misses the 90 guys, it's not that he misses, not because there's always something to do, which is a part of it, but he misses the 90 guys because as 90 guys who are helping me, they're shaping me, they're making my path over the next the next 4 years. They're making it that I'm going to succeed because they're putting me in the best position, because I learn so much from each person. There's nothing more important than a chevra. I know for myself just how positive the people I interact with, what an effect they have on my life with the incredible things that they do, that it just inspires me that I want to do more. I had someone was by my house yesterday, and he was telling me that in a certain yeshiva where he was working, that this guy had a lot of demons, and he wanted to get rid of them, but he couldn't do it because his friends all had the same demons, and he wasn't going to have his friends. He wasn't giving up his friends, and he had to do them, and that's the antithesis of having good chevra. That's taking you down a very, very bad tunnel. You know, that you're trying to escape, that you can't escape because that's a world that you're in. But when you have good chevra, when you have guys that you're so moved by what they're doing, it really tells you that I want to do more. I want to be better, and chevra is going to translate also to a spouse, and not only that, your wife's going to help you. Your Mitzvah Shem going to help your wife also. You're going to work together and be the best team humanly possible, and be able to really, really help each other. But that's the same idea. It's the same idea. No, it's a strong group. We're doing everything we're doing is we're trying to grow. We're trying to be the best people that we possibly can be. And you know, this person, he helps me to be the best person I can. I can't do it on my own. By myself, I can't. I don't have. I have no chance. I have no chance. I'm gonna fall. I'm not gonna do it. But oh, these guys are incredible. These guys are, you know, they're so moving. They're so inspiring. It's when I said this in the past, but one of the hardest things about COVID was when everybody, you know, transformed their lives into their own home is, all of a sudden, you didn't really have anything that was a cause of inspiration. You know, you didn't go, you weren't diving at a minion, and all of a sudden, you just saw somebody dive. You're like, wow, I want to dive like that. You weren't in a base medrash, and you're like, wow, that guy is just always there. Like, I want to be that guy who's always there. You know, you weren't going to Ramachlis, and you're seeing, wow, 150 people for three meals on Shabbos. Like, I want to be that person who is just doing unconditional chesed. You had nothing to motivate yourself except for yourself. There was nothing else from other people that was able to motivate. In a way, Corona was the defeater to chevra. Like, it took away chevra. Everybody became very, literally isolated and very in their own dalavos, in their bubble, and totally away. And now as we're seeing the world coming back to what it was before, and hopefully, you know, we took positives out of the past year plus, but you know, we're trying to get back to that point of, no, we're not. We're going to be together. We're going to be with other people because They helped me. They helped me be. They helped me be better. They helped me be stronger. I had we had someone over for lunch yesterday. Just teaching me so much about emunah and bitachon that I just don't have. Like, you don't have that when you don't have when you're not with other people. We need other people. We need a strong chevra. We need to have a group of individuals that they're just, when I look at them, they're my motivators. They're what drive me to be the best that I can be. That I'm not okay with being mediocre. I'm not okay with being average. I'm only okay with being the best possible person or best possible image of myself that I can be. And how am I going to make that happen? How am I going to make sure that I don't have negative influences in my life? You know, Korach, the example of Korach, and you have that also something you see like that. That's a hard example because it's well above my pay grade to say, like, in a case like that, yeah, you got to chuck her. It's your wife. But what are you supposed to do? It's a very hard situation. But friends, you know, you don't say until death do you part with friends. With friends is that, yeah, we're together because we get along and we're helping each other. Once we're at that point, we're not helping each other. Like, we're not for each other. We're not doing anything. We have to sever our ways from that type of chevra. As Rav Mordechai was saying on the last Shalosh Shudos of the year, that if we've come back to situations of groups of individuals who are not in the same, you know, they're not in the same link as us. They don't have the same lenses as us. They're not looking at life how I'm looking at life. They're looking at something very right now. What do I want right now? And not looking at it. No, what do I want down the road? I'm better than that. I'm different than that. That's not what I am. That can't be who we're interacting with. It has to be the type of people that are going to help us be the best we can be. It doesn't mean that, you know, we're hanging out and be like, oh, it's, you know, we're just talking, you know, Gemara and Tosfos and Rashi and Tosfos all day. And that's beautiful if you're doing that. But that doesn't have to be. But it's people that we're having meaningful conversations with, strong people that, like, you look after and you're like, wow, I learn a lot from that person. And, you know, even for myself, as many of you know, it took me a long time, still now, trying to get to know you guys on any and on a deeper level. But I'm learning so much. You guys really strengthen my Avodas Hashem. It's in a real way. It's not a cute thing that we're saying. It's a real thing. We're growing together. We're building together. It's amazing. And we all need that. We all need that in our lives. The core that's going to enable us to be the best that we can. We should all be zocha to make sure we always have that. We constantly have that. And it doesn't have to be 90 guys, but whatever amount of people that we have that we're able to interact with, I'm in a group that, wow, these guys are, you know, this pushes me, this motivates me, right? The guy who's telling me, like, you know, it's whatever, Shkia's 8:15, you know, 8 o'clock, the guy's like, you know, we got to go to Mincha. Like, I don't know, but the movie's starting soon. Like, okay, the movie will be starting at 9 o'clock, but we got to go to Mincha Maariv now. Like, that's not up for debate. That's not questionable. That's what we have to be doing right now. And that's the kind of group we want to be hanging out with, because that's going to help us be the best we can be. Have a wonderful week. I look forward to hearing from each of you.